This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, October 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Before the pandemic, most workers weren't very likely to take a sick day. And if they did, it was because they were, well, sick. Now, the bar for taking sick days has gotten a lot lower, and some bosses aren't too happy about it.
We are definitely seeing more workers wanting to step away and take time for reasons of mental health. We are also seeing more younger workers feel like, no, actually, I can and I will take these days. These are part of my benefits.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Ta-Ping Chen after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years. A lot has changed, but one thing that remains constant, including the different types of durable income and portfolios, can help investors meet their goals. With expertise across income and alternatives, Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
People are working more days at the office, but they're also taking more sick days, and it's frustrating their bosses. Wall Street Journal reporter Ta-Ping Chen joins me. So, Ta-Ping, companies allowing workers to take sick days isn't new, but why are more people taking them now?
There's a lot going on here. Of course, we have COVID-19 and the rise in illnesses as well, like RSV. But managers and human resources execs will also tell you that there's something else going on, which is a bigger shift in how Americans relate to their jobs. We are definitely seeing more workers wanting to step away and take time for reasons of mental health. We are also seeing more younger workers have an attitude shift, whereas in the past, older workers might have been afraid of taking sick days for fear of seeming weak or unreliable. We're starting to see younger workers feel like, no, actually, I can and I will take these days. These are part of my benefits.
Do we have any numbers to illustrate this shift?
Well, if you look at the data, so far this year, 30% of white-collar workers with access to paid leave have taken sick time, which is up pretty substantially from 21% in 2019. And that jump has been even greater for employees between ages 25 and 34. So pre-post-pandemic, a pretty substantial shift.
It seems like there's a generational difference here in the way that people approach sick days and younger people taking more sick time than their older peers.
Yes, with younger workers, absolutely, you do hear from managers that there's more of a propensity to use sick time for reasons of mental health and that kind of self-care. There's also the feeling among a number of younger workers in recent years that it's been a really hot job market and we've seen employers really compete to offer a lot of benefits to get folk through the door, and a feeling as well among younger workers that these are my benefits, I'm entitled to them, and I'm going to use them. And if I use them, I'm not so scared that I'm going to get fired and not be able to find another job.
How much do hybrid work schedules factor into this increased use of sick time?
On the one hand, of course, if you are sick and working remotely, it is easier to avoid calling out, which actually makes the rise in overall sick day usage even more striking. On the other hand, though, I did speak to one human resources lead at a large company who noted that now that folks are no longer in the office 5 days in the same way, that sense of pressure to follow the lead of older workers who are really going to show up 5 days a week, even if they are a little under the weather, younger workers aren't having that same pressure to be so visibly in the office 5 days a week amid remote and hybrid work, and that's definitely a factor as well.
That's very different from their older peers who really, in a lot of cases, avoided taking sick time, right?
Yeah, when reporting this story, it was really striking talking to many of these older managers or folk in HR who would say, yeah, you know, I came to work, or I was texting my coworkers after having a heart attack and I was in the ER. Or another woman I spoke to who was still working remotely even when she was on oxygen while having COVID. And it really is such an entrenched mentality among many workers to just, you really have to show up or get out. And this is something you owe your coworkers. And that's really not the case among not just young workers, I would say, but workers that I spoke to for this piece who suffered maybe layoffs during the pandemic and had kind of an epiphany saying, I gave everything to these companies. I have sacrificed my own health, time with family, and things are different now. And I want things to be different. And I'm going to take this time. It has been given to me and I'm going to use it.
So a woman is working while she's on oxygen after having COVID. Some people might think, okay, that's going the extra mile. Others would say, you got to give your body a break so it can recover.
Yes, that is absolutely the case. And if you are working from home, well, under the weather, you're not managing to properly get rest, that can also extend your illness even longer. And so not only are you not working very effectively, when you're sick, you also might just end up sick longer, which is not good for anyone.
So in the eyes of employees, how do sick days stack up alongside other benefits a company would offer?
Previously, job seekers, when looking at an offer, might focus almost exclusively on compensation or largely on compensation. And sick days now are seen very much as part of what an employer is giving you. And I talked to workers who said that they were only going to take a job because they were given all their sick days at once as opposed to having to accrue them. All sorts of paid leave are now absolutely part of what it really does take to be competitive as an employer in today's labor market.
We've been talking about how workers feel about using sick days, but what about companies and bosses? What are you hearing from them?
It's a mix. I would say absolutely there are companies that say this is great and American workers for too long have not taken the sick time that they really need. That is good for them and it's good for their coworkers and therefore good for the company. There are also employers that have felt it is a drain on resources to have so many worker absences. I have also spoken to companies who say, look, we have had to stump up with more budget to cover some of these absences with additional staffing. So it's a little bit of both depending on who you talk to.
Now, you mentioned that people are taking more sick time for mental health, but in what other ways have the reason people take sick time changed?
Well, traditionally, employers and employees tended to think of sick time as something you take on your own behalf when you are sick yourself. And in the past decade, we have seen many more states pass legislation saying that sick days need to also be usable for sick dependents, sick family members. And we've post-pandemic seen many more employers also follow suit and say, yes, this is something that sick time should be used for. And according to one expert in the field that we spoke to, he estimated that more than 80% now of private employers with sick time do allow that kind of usage too. So it really spans everything from your own kind of, you know, maybe you've got the flu to maybe you have to take your kids to the doctor or they have some kind of seasonal illness to even there is inclement weather and some sort of emergency and there's a school closure and all sorts of categories of events that might not traditionally have been considered usable for a sick day are now much more part of that universe.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Taping Chen. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back on Monday to discuss the best way to tell your boss to leave you alone and let you do your job. Today's show was produced by Zoe Culkin. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Additional support this week from Ariana Osperu. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.